If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. The Easter break couldn't come soon enough for many on Kiwi Farm. Most of the sheep were sent out to graze, with a handful remaining behind to protest, in their view, an excessive culling of their ranks. Also, given respite from the shenanigans of the farmyard, were those animals who relied directly on the farmhouse for their feed and shelter. They were snuggling housed in their stalls and sties, wondering what was next for them, and flinching every time they heard a stock truck rattle past the front gate. And even Winky Lux took some time to take a break, escaping over to Waihippie Island to lay his lard in the sunshine before having to face reality again. Someone who wasn't taking a break was Nikki Sow. She was head down and curly tail up, poring over the poor state of the farm's accounts. They were a mess. Aside from all the grease stains left by Squealer, they painted a very poor picture. The grain and feed silo was empty, and deliveries from harvests around the farm were not keeping up with the farm's own consumption, let alone trade with other farms. Nikki had promised the animals that she would help them keep more of what they produced for Kiwi Farm in their own pastures and paddocks. But as she sat in the dusty, dimly lit front room of the farmhouse, she was struggling to see how she could keep all her promises. It was just then she smelt the faint whiff of stale cigar smoke, and standing in the doorway was Winnie Ben.
"What's got you so glum, love?"
asked the old donkey.
"These books, Winnie. Squealer's screwed us. I really don't know where to start," she replied, exasperated.
Winnie sat next to Nikki.
"Let me take a look. I know a trick or two."
The two of them worked away quietly, away from prying eyes. As the weekend progressed, a plan started to emerge. How their plan will manifest, well, we'll have to wait and see until the end of the month. This, of course, didn't stop the speculations in the sheep paddocks. Talk was rife of a secret agenda being cooked up by Winnie Ben. Did Davy Picklet have a master plan for his own aspirations? How was Winky going to rein in his two collaborators? None of which focused on the main issue that was worrying the animals the length and breadth of Kiwi Farm, of how they were going to keep feeding the farmyard coffers while struggling to feed their own families and flocks. This did weigh on Winky as he sat on the beach with a cup of Earl Grey tea. So far, he's delivered pretty much everything he'd promised. Not that you'd know it. The sheep would much rather bleat about anything else other than Winky and his team's achievements. No matter. Winky was made of stern stuff, and he was not going to be deterred by his mission to deliver what the animals of Kiwi Farm had voted him in to do. So between Winky's action plan, Nikki Sow burning the midnight oil on the books to help deliver this plan, Davy Piglet's lust to regulate anything he could lay a trotter on, and Winnie Ben offering his counsel, whether it had been asked for or not, many of the farm animals waited nervously for the formal opening of the feed house books, which lay out the prosperity plan for Kiwi Farm. Tune in next week to hear about how the animals of Kiwi Farm are faring, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.